When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert.
Welcome back, everybody. Joining me now is an actor you know from Arrested Development, the Lego movies, and the podcast Smartless. He also hosts Lego Masters, which starts its second season on June 1st. Please welcome to A Late Show, Will Arnett. Hey, Will Arnett.
Hi there, Stephen Colbert. That's how they would call it in Quebec.
Would they?
Yeah.
All right. Are you Quebecois?
First of all, no. I mean, no.
Wow.
No.
I got nothing against the Quebecois. What's wrong? What's wrong with
it? Yes. Nothing. I don't know why I had that reaction.
Would you like me to edit that part out of the interview so you don't alienate that marketplace?
No.
Okay. Let it ride.
No, I love Quebec. I've actually spent a lot of time in Quebec. I lived there briefly.
Sure.
It's
the people from the Maritimes you hate, right? It's the it's the Newfies. It's
the Newfies, New Brunswick.
Oh, yeah.
And if you bring up PEI, if you bring up PEI.
You have long said, just scrape it into North Atlantic. I do not care.
Cut it loose. They're just attached by that bridge. Just cut the bridge off and let them float away. Sorry, go ahead.
I got to talk to you about Smartless. I got to talk to you about the podcast because I had a great time talking to you guys. This thing is, did you know it was going to be as successful as it is? Did you have any sense? Because it's frequently one of the top streaming podcasts every week. When did you know you had a hit on your hands?
Well, first of all, look at me. Do I look like I knew it was going to be a success? Do I look like I know anything?
You've moved into a recording booth, evidently. This is the first time I've interviewed someone over a year and 2 months who isn't like in front of a bookshelf or something.
Am I the first person you've interviewed who's been in a recording booth?
I think so. I don't remember another person.
This is my home booth. It's like living inside.
Terry Gross wasn't in a recording studio. Terry Gross is less professional than you look right now.
First of all, I like that. This is what a badge that will be for the rest of my life, that I'm more professional than Terry Gross.
More professional looking.
Looking. Yes. Yeah.
Now tell the people out there who is Smartless, because they may not know who the players are in this cavalcade.
So Smartless is, you got your Jason Bateman.
Sweetheart.
He is America's sweetheart and has been for a long time.
Sure.
Sean Hayes, who's also America's sweetheart.
I was going to say the same thing, also America's sweetheart. They might have to fight. They might have to fight to settle.
Yeah.
Who is America's sweetheart?
Who's America's sweetheart? And then me, who's Canada's reject. So the three of us host a show. We kind of, boy, I tell you, this thing took off and we didn't mean it to. We just started recording episodes and what the heck?
You've said on the podcast that everyone in show business has a terrible audition story.
Yeah.
But I have not heard your terrible audition story. Can you ante up?
Years ago, I had a callback audition for this Kevin Costner vehicle. It was a picture called The Postman. Sorry, I speak in old-time Hollywood vernacular. So it's a tremendous picture, and I get a call back. I got to go show up and meet with him the night before I go for sushi, and wouldn't you know it, I wake up in the night, and I am throwing and going. So I go over
everything,
one of those.
All the taps are open. Just whoever's playing the organ has pulled open all the stops.
So,
Hallelujah chorus. Go ahead.
Oh, absolutely true. So I hop in a cab and I go to one of those fancy East Side hospitals over there, Hospital Row. By the way, it's nice how cities have hospital rows. Wouldn't you spread them out? Why do you put them all in the same spot? How stupid is that? Anyway, I got such a beef with the New York Hospital Committee. So I go there. I wake up the next day. Now, and they had to give me an IV drip, and I look worse for wear. And I remember, I don't know why I remember this detail. It was like 90 degrees out, New York, hot and sweaty. I'm wearing jeans, and I wore a, because I thought it'd be comfortable and light. I wore a, like a really ratty looking Hawaiian shirt. And I got to go meet with Kevin Costner in his hotel suite up at like the Essex House or one of those fancy Central Park South hotels. I go up and I'm thinking, I'm not going to be able to keep this together. And I need to know where the bathroom is at all times because this is about to get. So I come in there. I haven't slept. I look like a, some kind of, you know, zombie junkie or something. And I come in there and I'm nice to meet you. And I just think we're going to talk. And he goes, great. Let's do the scene. Let's get it on its feet. And I'm like, oh God, here we go. So I'm like looking and I stand up and I think, please don't crap your pants in front of Kevin Costner. Please don't. So I do the scene and I made it through. I held on and then I had to go down. So I got in the elevator. Nice to meet you. Went down. And then, you know, went to the bathroom in the lobby. But I remember thinking...
In a bathroom in the lobby, not in the lobby.
Right in there, right by registration. Because I thought, you'll never hear about that.
A really good hotel doesn't mind.
By the way, a great hotel, you know the hotels, that's the ultimate spot. If you need to, wherever you... And not to be too indelicate, but in a pinch, a hotel is great.
Sure. That's what that's the concierge. That's one of the things the concierge does for you.
I might do an app. I'm thinking about doing an app of like the best hotel bathrooms, and you just pull it up and you're like, I'm within 500 feet of a really great floor to ceiling door closing stall.
Oh, I know what you're talking about there. Really good hotel. Seriously, you could not slip a card underneath the door. Yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah. And now you're in hot cotton, you know?
Yeah.
So. Anyway, I didn't get the movie.
Second question. We're on the second question at this point.
So you didn't get the movie.
You were not in The Postman. I have not seen it lately. I wasn't sure.
But because of that, Stephen, because of that, I decided to host Lego Masters, a tremendous building show about people building. I just wanted you to skip.
I'm skipping everything else. Oh, there you go. We have to take a quick break, but stick around. When we come back, Will and I are going to get serious. We're going to hunker down and talk about this business we call show, okay? This stuff.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney, the voice of Korra on The Legend of Korra.
And me, Dante Bosco, the voice of Zuko on The Last Airbender and General Iroh on The Legend of Korra. Each week, we'll recap and discuss another episode of The Last Airbender.
I don't know if we've ever talked about it, but...
Amazing guests stop by, from creators to cast to super fans, to chat all things Avatarverse.
Are we saying that this is possible in the Avatar universe?
Varney, we gotta spread the word. Now fans can also check out our weekly video pods too by subscribing to the official Avatar YouTube channel.
That's a lot of fire, isn't it?
That's right, we're on video this season, everybody! So, whether you're a super fan with encyclopedic knowledge or you're brand new to this incredible world,
it's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go! Listen to Avatar Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everybody, we're back with Will Arnett. Now, I've heard a lot about this Lego Masters. This Lego Masters thing you're doing, because you're Lego Batman, which is everybody knows. You were actually once actual Batman. There's you at, what is this, at the Emmys, the Oscars?
That's the Oscars.
You're the Oscars as the Academy Awards. Sorry, the Academy Awards. I realize you're not supposed to call them the Oscars.
Yeah, it's just that we don't like it.
But are you a member of the Academy?
I mean, I don't know. Who is anybody a member of anything? But the point is that, you know, that I was there at the Academy Awards on stage, obvi. And actually, I was about to go on stage. I was backstage. Backstage at the Academy Awards is just like a traffic jam of like the craziest celebrities.
Sure.
It's like Brad Pitt and Chaka Khan, and you got your Jennifer Aniston. It's just it's so mental, right? So I'm in there.
I didn't know Brad Pitt and Chaka Khan were dating. Really?
Well, they were in a vehicle. Yeah. They were gonna do a picture for MGM at one point. So anyway, so I'm in there and I'm wearing the full suit, and French film star, French film dynamo, Marion Cotillard walks by me, and in my ear she says, "Didn't I kill you?" Wow.
That's sexy.
Very chilling.
Yeah.
And
also kind of indicative that she never saw the end of The Dark Knight Rises. I did my scene. I don't care what happens after this. So you're so closely associated with Legos at this point that you last year you ended up hosting and producing, because that's very important because Daddy gets his beak wet, a new reality show. Come on. It's show business, baby. Okay.
Not show friends.
It's not show friends. No.
Right.
It's not show art. Okay. No. Lego Masters is the name of the show. Season 2 starts June 1st. What should the fans expect?
Do you like good times? Do you like seeing stuff? You weren't ready for my promo.
I do like good times.
And you're going to love
I've never been asked. I've never been asked that question before, other than a woman through a window on a street corner.
Never about a TV show?
Never.
You know what I said? When we were pitching the show, I marched into the office of the brass over at Fox. I marched right in there.
Oh, sure.
And they all sat there, the brass.
Yeah.
And they said, "What do you got for us?" And I said, I took a beat. I had my whole crew with me. I had the whole Lego crew with me behind me.
Sure.
And I looked down, I looked up at them, and I said, "Do you like Emmys?" And they thought I was kidding at first, and they looked around, and they huddled up, and they whispered and stuff, and they came back, and they said, "Yeah, we like Emmys." Yeah. And I said, "Great, this deal is done."
Now, imagine that I don't know what's going to happen next season. Can you give me any indication at all of what happens on the show?
You know, we did on the show this year. Last year, we had a lot of great builders. This year, because of the success of the first season, we have tons of great builders came from all over the country, even more. And people also like it when you break Lego. They kind of love / hate it when you do it.
Sure.
So this year we just did it a lot, and we were exploding. We actually had like a actual explosive expert in there, lacing some of the builds with explosives. We're dropping them. We're putting them in front of a huge, like one of those huge 60-mile-an-hour wind fans, you know, fans that they use on movie sets. So we're doing a lot of destroying of Lego. We get to see a lot of really cool builds. It is a lot of fun, and I don't know. It's one of those things. It's a feel-good show. I always say you watch a lot of these shows that are sort of reality, and they're kind of like gotcha shows, trying to make people look bad, get them all boozed up, and then watch them fight. That's not Lego Masters. It comes back to it's good times for everybody to watch. And truthfully, I need to know, do you like good times?
I do, Will Arnett. And that's why I like this interview so much.
Yeah.
Okay? Our second season, I'm saying our because I'm so invested at this point. Our second season of Lego Masters starts June 1st on Fox. The man is Will Arnett, everybody.
This has been The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert. We'll be dropping classic bits and celebrity interviews 7 days a week while the show goes on hiatus for summer break. The Late Show will be back on July 18th with all new episodes. If you're enjoying The Late Show Poncho, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Watch The Late Show with Stephen Colbert weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central on CBS and Paramount+.
For more exclusive Late Show content, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube. Late Show Pod Show listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com. Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more, and Late Show Pod Show listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.